Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Jeff Orlowski's documentary, The Social Dilemma, looks at the myriad ways our minds are twisted and twirled by social media platforms. The film is streaming on Netflix. What it tells us isn't breaking news, but it pulls together some alarming, if abstract, concepts into a genuinely scary whole. Most of the interview subjects are Silicon Valley defectors. As young executives, designers, and software engineers, they left vastly lucrative and influential positions for a variety of reasons that include ethical concerns about addictive media that declined to confront their addictiveness, political concerns over the polarization of society and the promulgation of fake news, or general misgivings of the sort expressed by Tristan Harris, who is a design ethicist at Google. When you look around you, he says, it feels like the world is going crazy. Is this normal, or have we all fallen under some spell? The spell is cast mostly by smartphones, of course, and that's no accident. It's addiction by design. We can change the way our phones ring, look, sound, and feel as they deliver our data in a ceaseless stream. We're delighted and flattered by photo tagging. When Facebook found that feature, they just dialed the hell out of it, says one of the interview subjects. Another marvels at the magnetism of the vertical scroll. Pull down, refresh, there's always going to be a new thing at the top. The interface operates, he says, just like a slot machine in Vegas. In his previous documentaries, Chasing Carl and Chasing Ice, Jeff Orlowski was an ardent advocate for environmental causes, the impact of global warming on coral reefs and Arctic ice. He's no less serious here. The most informative stretches are interviews devoted to matters of wide social concern. Surveillance capitalism is a good phrase used to describe a negligibly regulated global marketplace that's gathered greater amounts of personal information than ever before in history. The film is full of good phrases like the attention extraction model of software design, or fake brittle popularity, which describes the precarious state of mind that leads lonely kids to crave ever more likes. It's bad enough that social media platforms keep us looking at more and more ads while they gather data that predict our behavior. It's worse that they harness algorithms to the task of serving up the fake news of individualized feeds that reinforce our beliefs, immerse us in alternative realities, and help foster conspiracy theories. The most urgent question posed by the social dilemma is whether democracy can survive the social network's blurring of fact and fiction. Imagine a world where no one believes what's true, Tristan Harris says. It's possible, of course, that the film itself is a conspiracy cooked up by chronic malcontents, but it has the ringtone of truth. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.